I suppose you've all seen the Vice President's message on the notice boards. What do you think, Françoise?
Huh, it's pretty typical, isn't it? It's all about how the company will benefit. What about us? Don't we count?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why should we leave this beautiful building on one of the most famous avenues in the world? We love it here. The move's not convenient for me at all. If we go to Beauchamp, my husband will have to drive 120 kilometers every day to get to work. He'll soon get tired of doing that. And what about my children's education? Will the schools be any good in Beauchamp? I have no idea. How about you, Jean-Pierre?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't bother me. I'm really tired of living in Paris. It's so stressful here. Everyone rushing around, trying to make money. I wouldn't mind moving to a quieter area. Beauchamp sounds quite nice, and the countryside outside the town is pleasant, I believe. What about you, Paolo? Do you think the move will be good for us?
I am absolutely against it. It will upset families and cause a lot of problems for some staff. I will have to sell my apartment if we move. I only bought it last year, so I will probably lose a lot of money. I don't think I will get any compensation for that, do you? You don't agree, Jean-Pierre. I can see that.
Well, you're right, Paolo. It caused a lot of problems. There is no doubt about that. But the company will benefit a lot. And that's important, too. In the long run, the move will increase our revenue, make us more competitive, and keep us in jobs. That's a good reason for moving, isn't it, Carl? What do you think?
Maybe, but I feel pretty depressed at the moment. I hope they'll postpone the proposal. There's a lot of bad feeling about it. I tell you one thing, a lot of our best staff will refuse to relocate. They can easily get another job here in Paris. They won't want to move. They've got a really good lifestyle, and they won't want to give it up. The management will get a big shock if the relocation goes ahead.